Unfortunately, in this day and age that we live in, we face many trials and tribulations, many fitting, many tests, many difficulties. And it's very hard for a person to work on their faith, to preserve their faith, to strengthen their faith. There's fitna all around us. And one particular thing that is prevalent and rampant, is destroying the youth, destroying society, is immorality. This sin is widespread. People having extramarital affairs, illicit relationships, and Muslims should be aware that our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the most modest. He never ever committed any indecency in his entire life, his blessed life. In fact, he told people to adopt haya, modesty. But we don't see that around us today. In fact, if someone speaks about modesty, they say, oh, he's backwards. Or, don't preach to us, go away, let us do what we want. Allahu Akbar. Someone's telling you to avoid that sin which can potentially throw you into the fire of hell, and you're disregarding what he has to say, you're ignoring him, you're scolding him. Allahu Akbar. This is truly a sign that people are slaves of shaitan. Shaitan is the one who incites people to do wrongful acts, to commit indecency. And people are following shaitan. People are doing these things. And it's very unfortunate, because what kind of message are we sending to the next generation? Innocent youth, those with clean minds, those with pure minds. And in fact, we're spreading this as well. People are active participants in spreading fahsha, immorality. And they don't think of it as bad. Al-Quran al-Kareem tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, those who love for indecency to spread amongst the believers, for them is a painful punishment in the dunya and in the akhirah. We should be very, very mindful. We should be very careful. We should adopt haya and realize that our Prophet ﷺ was the most modest. He would keep his eyes low. He would protect himself, even though he was immune from sins anyway. This was ta'lim al-Ummah. Today, our eyes wander here, there, and everywhere. And when the eyes wander, when the eyes are tempted, all sorts of problems occur in society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us haya for the sake of the most modest beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.